السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين التائبون العابدون حامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Huzoor says that in this verse the description of those people has been given, those who prefer the religion over the worldly things, and because of this status of their faith, they are the one who receive the glad tidings from Allah the Almighty. In other words, we can say that those people who have these attributes, they are the people who are worthy to be called the true Muslims, believers. Allah Almighty says, those people who repent, and such repentance which is really the real type of repentance, and al-abidun, and those who worship, and such worshipper as it is due and as it is required. Al-hamidun, those who are praising Allah Almighty, and they do it in the way as it is required. As-sayhun, and those people who travel in the way of Allah sincerely, such a journey which is for the sake of religion and for learning the religious things. Ar-raqi'un, completely they are those who submit to Allah with humility and selflessness and show their selflessness completely. As-sajidun, those who with utmost humility and humbleness and with total submission to Allah Almighty, they always prostrate before Allah the Almighty and put their forehead before Him. Al-amiruna bil-maruf, وَنَّاهُنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, then they become the da'i, the preacher of the command of Allah, and enjoin the people about the good things and forbid the people from bad things, whether these bad things are very big or very minute. And they stop the people from all types of vices, and they draw their attention to such good things which are prominent and which are small. And it's quite clear that this can only be done at a time when they in themselves bring about this change. First of all, that they are avoiding the sins and they are performing the good deeds. And and these six attributes which have been mentioned in this verse, those who have got these qualities, that is to say that they are repenting, they are paying attention to the worship and to the praise of Allah Almighty, and for the sake of religion they are traveling, and they are paying attention to their ruku and sajda as it is due, as it is required. So then in those people, definitely this quality is created among them, that they are people who run away from vices and bad things. And from each of their action and their word, the piety is quite clearly visible. And these are the people, those who attain to the status which Allah Almighty has mentioned here, that they are the people who are hafizuna li hududillah, that they are those people who take care of the boundaries of Allah, and they become included in that group who are really taking care of the boundaries stipulated by God Almighty. And Allah the Almighty, Allah Almighty gives them the ability to go on increasing in their piety and good deeds. At this time, Huzur says that all of you who are sitting in front of me, my prayer is, and I wish and hope very much, that you are always trying to become the people who are having these qualities, and you have come here in order to have these qualities being created among you. A large number of you is of such people who have undertaken the journey, those who have undertaken the journey with the great discomfort. And today, the Jalsa which is beginning and starting today, in order to participate in that, you have undertaken this journey. This morning when, after leading the Fajr prayer, I was going back, there was a family. They were just arriving at that time. After a very long journey from Europe, they had just arrived. There were ladies and children. So these people who undergo these hardship and travel for this noble purpose, so that the Jalsa which is commencing, they could participate in that one. And also in Hadikatul Mahdi here, in order to arrive here, you all of you have undertaken some sort of a journey, maybe very short. And this is a very outstanding feature in the sight of Allah, among the community of the believers, that for the sake of religion, in order to increase their knowledge of religion, they undertake the journeys. And that is why Allah Almighty has those people who are the repenting the people, those who are worship, those who praise Allah Almighty, those who are submit very humbly and modestly to Allah Almighty through their ruku and sajda. So Allah Almighty has included these people who undertake the journey along with these pious people, so that they can further polish their condition of religion and their religious condition. So today, those people who have come here for a noble purpose, and those who have come here as guests of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the worldly glory, worldly appreciation, and the worldly, the service, instead of that, they are here to, they should always keep the increase of their status in these pious things which have been mentioned, although under the Jamaat arrangements. So these people who are undertaking these journeys, there is a system of looking after these guests and to take care of their needs. But those people who undertake divine journeys, then these people actually do not pay much attention to this the worldly comforts and the real spirit behind their getting together here and assembling here. And they are rather more interested in getting the spiritual blessings and to increase in religious matters. So all of you today, you do not include yourself and never ever try to put yourself into the category of such travelers. If you understand this point, then you will be able to turn your eyes away from the weaknesses of the organizers. Sometime it is seen that some people complain that the people from certain areas, they have got a better arrangement and they have been given better accommodation and attention has not been paid to us. Rather, as a matter of fact, in the administration tries their best that comfort should be created and given to each and every guest. But there are some guests who are non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims and not member of the Jamaat, and there are some leaders of their nations. Special arrangements are definitely made for them. And this is quite all right. It is absolutely right to do so. The administration, so far as possible, they take care of the comfort of all the guests. So I would like to say to the guests that if they keep in mind the real objective of their journey, and during the days of Jalsa, they want to further polish their standards of piety and good deeds, then they would be included among those people who get this glad tiding which are given to the believers. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, addressing to those people who used to join at his hand, they used to take care of their comfort and used to tell them that your requirements and needs, whatever you have. But these guests of the Jalsa, he used to say that the arrangement should be one and the same for everyone. And it should be, he should be given the hospitality under the arrangement equal with other people. But in ordinary circumstances, in ordinary times, he used to emphasize this point in the minds of all the people, that the real purpose of your coming here is to learn the religion. And you have to purify your heart and mind. And you have to undertake the various steps of this spiritual journey. And for this purpose, you come here as guest. And you assemble here. And for this very purpose, these guests who come for Jalsa Salana, all the guests, they should come only for this very purpose. For the guests, I would like to mention certain points in general. For a believer, the best use of his time is very essential. On these occasions, when people get together collectively, then those people who come far away, and then they meet the people who are coming from long distance, and they very much wish to meet all of them. So now that the people who are living in one country, not only those people who are living in one country, but the people who live in other countries, and they are your acquaintance. And when the arrangement is there that you can also meet those people coming from various countries, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, by the grace of Allah, has created such a community which has completely abolished this distinction of countries and nations, as a matter of fact. And they have all become one. And the foundation of a great brotherhood has been laid. And he has mentioned a specific purpose of these people who come for Jalsa, that the relationship between the members of the Jamaat, the relationship of friendship, that they should be strengthened, and they should further and they should be cemented further and further, and we should become one nation. And obviously, there is a need for all the people to sit together and to get to know about other people more and more. And the program of the Jalsa, which goes on throughout the day, that should be, the time should be spent in listening to that program. And only after that you can have this opportunity. But sometime it is seen that that this sitting together, it prolongs so much that in their idle talk, they spend the whole night. Or some people in the dining marquee, they go on talking that the times of the prayer, the administration had to remind them that it is time for prayer. And similarly, those people who are staying with their friends or relatives in their homes, because of these long meetings, sometimes they are also wasting their time. And they forget the real purpose of coming to this Jalsa. So in each and everything that you do, there should be a way of moderation, and that is the distinction of a believer. Allah Almighty has drawn the, Allah Almighty has mentioned that has instructed them about attending and partaking in the meetings of the eating and food, eating the food, and also they have been reminded that they should save the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from being wasted. And while this special instruction has been given, considering the high status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to highlight and to the importance of the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the other way we can say that generally it is a message for the believers, and with reference to the time, this is a general advice which has been given to them, that la mustanisina li hadith, that you should not waste away your time talking to one another. Although you have the right to get acquainted, and you have to get the information, mutual introduction should increase, and further you polish and enforce your relationship between the people, but also take care of the time. And the house where you are staying, and under whose arrangement you are busy in this idle talk, you should also take care of their comfort. And particularly the people here, those who are working here, they have a very busy life. And sometimes these people are also forced by the people, the guests who are staying there, that you also sit and join in this such meetings with us. And if somebody doesn't sit, then these close relatives, they make a complaint. So this is wrong. One should be very careful about that. And similarly, the people who are coming from Europe, and also the people who are from other countries, they consider that the people also, they are now free, and we can just go on talking. So they don't have holidays like that here. And similarly, when in large number people gather in a place, so then there are some misunderstandings and unpleasant situations. Sometime because of some complaint of the organization, sometime people start scolding a worker, and the worker also replies to that, and then the matter goes further. And in this way, a long series of complaints and unpleasant situation continues. So if those people who make complaints are those who say something wrong, or they are the people who are living here, so then this thing continues further. For a true believer, regarding him, Allah Almighty says, "Wal kazimin al ghaiz," that they suppress their anger. So therefore, those who transgress, or those who oppress other people, or those people who are oppressed, I say to both of them, that keep in mind the sanctity of the atmosphere of the Jalsa. And the guests should also overlook that, and they should forgive the such minor mistakes of the people. Even if somebody has done wrong, still they should show forbearance and endure that. And the workers also, they should they should, despite something wrong being done by the guest, they should suppress their anger. This year in particular, there is the checking of the cart, and because of the requirements of security, it may be quite possible that some people are delayed. A long time is taken in that. So this time I have received the report that on the lady's side, the entrance gate, because of their bags, there is a lot of time being taken. So the ladies, in future days, some of them, they have to bring the bags because there are some belongings of the children in that. So, but some of them are carrying two or three, and that is why the time is being wasted, and that is why this process goes long. And I have come to know that the rush is so much that there will be long more time to be taken. And on the men's side, this procedure is going fine, alhamdulillah. So Huzur says that some of them in this case might have to stand in the sun, so they will be getting upset and angry. So are because of some of their relative, those who are disabled, or those who are not enjoying good health, and because of their checking, the person who has brought them, he has also to stay there. So although this arrangement is there for the disabled, they have set a separate course to follow, and a separate passage is there, and they are cleared up clearly. And those people who are the attendants with them, they spend some time in checking. So in this way, this that disabled has to suffer for that in this waiting time. So some people who are short-tempered, they sometime start grumbling and making complaint, and this creates some sort of unpleasantness. So to be very forbearing and show forbearance, this is also one of the quality of the believer. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that the great excellence is that those people who sever the ties with you, you take care of those people and good treatment. And not in this way that the person who has not been helpful to you, and when your time comes, then you take the revenge from that person. And then it is said that those who say a foul language to you, you disregard that and forgive that. So it is not a question of using foul language here, but rather it is the discharge of the duties which has been entrusted to the workers, and that is the responsibility given to them. So here, if unknowingly, without any intention, if there is some delay or there is something which they do, or if they have some objection on the card of someone, so instead of taking it in a bad manner, they should show forbearance. And these are the things which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned. So these are, they are guiding us to having our forbearance and endurance. And if that is there, then all the problems and the situations can be overcome and clarified. So I say to all the guests and to the workers, both of them, it is their responsibility that they should show broad-mindedness and broad-heartedness. And here I would like to say the workers on duty for the checking of the tickets on the gates, I would like to say one thing to them, that there are some youngsters and the people who are in upcoming age, and I hope that during the Jalsa there will be no such incident, but there have been such incidents elsewhere, that some wrong attitude has been shown by some youngsters and teenagers. And as the system is new, that despite all the effort, despite my instruction and despite all the effort, that those people who are very sober and serious-minded and cool-minded, they should be given this responsibility. But those people who are in the habit of cutting a joke, they do not see the time. And just in joke sometime, they say sometime, give extra time to their person who is known to them, and other people, they take ill of that and they make a complaint out of that. So therefore, the time of checking at the gate, there should be some serious-minded people, and the Naib of Sran, deputy officers, they should also be present there. And moreover, in their joking, in their idle talk, the time which is taken there, then it creates long queues. They have to wait for that. I have got only one or two complaints of that nature, so that is why I am mentioning this. In any way, Zohar says that all guests, they have come here for a very pious objective. Therefore, in order to achieve that objective, they have to do their best effort. And according to the wish of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they should really become the model of mutual welfare and brotherly feelings. And the image which Allah Almighty has depicted is that Rahamahu Bainahum, that all the believers, they are very kind to one another and they treat all of them very nicely so that they can get the blessings and the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in order to get this blessing of Allah Almighty, they, instead of indulging in some petty issues like that, they rather pay attention to ruku and sujood, the prostration and the bowing down, and they try to achieve those things through this. So every guest who has come here, they should try to make their journeys entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty. As I mentioned in my sermon, last sermon, that I told to the workers that guests, they look at the quality of the work of the workers. And they are greatly impressed by the quality of their performance. And every worker is actually preaching the message very quietly. So similarly, every participant of the Jalsa, every Ahmadi, he is also in a way preaching the message of Ahmadiyyat very quietly. And he is a messenger of Ahmadiyyat. Every year here and also in Germany and also from other countries, I get the reports that those people who come for the first time, the non-Ahmadis, those who come, they always say that we are surprised that such a huge gathering is there and without any disorder, without any conflict, all the things is going so smoothly, so nicely. And by looking at that, everybody says that this attitude of the Muslim, this example of the Muslims we have seen for the first time. What's the question of saying? These people actually, they have simply heard this people say like that. So anyway, this is a quiet type of tabligh which every Ahmadi is actually doing during these days of Jalsa. So those who are the participants of the Jalsa, they should not only are reforming themselves by attending the Jalsa, but they are also becoming the instrument of showing the right path to many people. So in this way, they are getting the blessing of Allah Almighty and the mercy of Allah Almighty more than that, because they are serving the guests of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And those who are the people who show their temperament and their forbearance and endurance for the sake of Allah Almighty, and they show the good example of the Islamic morals and etiquettes by the grace of Allah. And because of that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, they become the recipient of the prayers which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has made for the participants of the Jalsa. One thing to all the guests, the participants, but there are some people who listen and then forget it as if they have not heard it. And that is the point that Jamaat, that under the Jamaat arrangement of hospitality, for those people who come from other countries apart from Europe or other countries like America and other advanced countries, those who are coming from the developing countries, poor countries, they should not stay here more than 2-3 months from India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, and also from Africa. Because of that, as a result of that, it creates problems for the administration of Jalsa, and the permanent arrangement of Jamaat is also affected by that, because the proper places of accommodation are not available here, and this arrangement of accommodation, it cannot be run smoothly for a longer period. Temporary accommodations are created, whether they are in a Jamaat property or they have borrowed the facility of a private house or in a mosque. In houses, the spaces are very limited. You can't use it for very long. and the place, Jamaat places and the mosque, they are for a limited period the permission is there to accommodate the guest, and after that the government official, the departments, they have their own surveillance, and the local administration of the Jamaat here, and they have got a good impression on the government officials that they always follow the rules and the regulations. So as a result of this, if the rules are not being followed, then it creates an adverse effect upon them. So take care of this thing very clearly. And if you are going to stay longer, then you should stay with your relatives or friends, if they are willing to accommodate you. Again, but you cannot force yourself upon them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has stopped us from this thing very strongly, and he has said this is unlawful, that the guest should be staying so long and he should force the other people to look after them for so long that it causes inconvenience for the host. For a pious purpose, the guests, those who have come for that, they should particularly keep this point in mind, and they should not force. And by force, they should not try to have their accommodation. It is like this, as if you are trespassing and breaking into a house. And this is something which cannot be expected from any believer at all. Allah Almighty says that so much so that whenever you enter into the house, you always say, Assalamu alaikum. And say salam to those people. La tadkhulu, he says, Allah Almighty says, La tadkhulu hatta tastanisu, unless, don't enter into the house unless you seek the permission. Now the people, they seek the permission and become the guest there, and then they stay there for so long that the administration or the family members, it causes inconvenience and discomfort for them. So therefore, this concern of the administration and the family members, to remove that, Allah Almighty has further advised to those who are coming, that tusallimu ala ahliha, that you always say, give the message of peace to the people living in that house, and tell them that I am coming here as a believer, and I have brought nothing but the message of peace. I am not among those guests who become the source of inconvenience and discomfort for the host. I have come for a pious purpose, and after completion of this pious purpose, I have to stay for a few days because I have come from long distance, but because of this reason I have to stay, but after that I am going to go back. And then, and because of my hospitality, you should not be becoming too much formal about that, and no discomfort is intended, and I will not complain that you have not looked after my hospitality or you have not done full justice to my hospitality. A believer is the one who introduces the message of peace and who furthers the causes of love and affection. So when my journey, the journey of a mumin, is for the purpose of religion, for a religious purpose, so how is it possible that I should cause any disturbance and inconvenience for my host? Allah Almighty says that the message of peace should be given to the family members and also to your host. Give it to them. He said, Tahiyyatan min indillah, Mubarakatan tayyiba. That this is really the message of peace, because this is from Allah and it is full of blessings, and a very nice prayer is given from Allah Almighty. So when the host and the guest, they say salam to one another, so at that time, while they are completely delivered from all types of worries and anxiety, they are also giving the benefit of the mutual prayer which they exchange, which is from Allah Almighty, which is a very pious and full of blessing prayer, has been taught to them, and which in the sight of Allah which is the one which is going to bring piety and peace. And such a message is going to be for the one who comes and the one who is the host. It becomes a means of the purification for both of them. So this is the pure atmosphere which Allah Almighty wants to create in us. But if, because of our cleverness and our selfish motives, if we let it go waste, then it will be very unfortunate. And no true believer can ever imagine that he is being deprived from the blessings of Allah Almighty. We see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who lived in his company, their living style and their mutual relationship, they were so without any formality, so friendly, and the Holy Prophet used to train them in such a way that everybody was at the height of high morals, and the selfish egos and the selfish pride and intentions, all these barriers, they were completely broken, and ways of piety, they were opened for them. And this was the standard of the highest standard of moral, which as a result of his training and because of his spiritual power, this is the one which he created among his companions. And they were made an example for us. In one hadith, it is mentioned. This is mentioned, and we see the example of that in one hadith. Hazrat Abu Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person who was called Abu Shuaib, he went to someone that prepared the food for five people, because I have seen the indication of hunger at the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The food was prepared, and then he sent for these people who were sitting along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started, then another person also came and joined, and who was not present at the time when the invitation was given. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived at the gate, then he told to the house owner that we have got one person along with us who has joined us, but he was not at that time when you gave us the invitation. So now if you give the permission that he can also join. The house owner allowed, and then he also joined there. So this is the good high moral which he wanted to create among his companions. And because of his spiritual power, without exception, in each one of them who benefited from his company, he had such good morals in him. If he wanted, he would have asked that person beforehand that we are being invited for a feast, as you are not invited, so now you don't come along with us. But not this way. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was that great teacher who used to give the practical lessons to his companions. So therefore he allowed that person to come along, and he was also confident that the person in my love, who is so much advanced in my love, that looking at the signs on my face, he has invited us. When I will ask him, how he is going to deny that? But the person who accompanied him, he was also given a lesson that in such a situation, if the household, the owner of the house refuses, then he should go back without taking any it in a different way, in an unpleasant way. And there should be no element of selfish ego. It should not be in the heart of that person. So this training of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he gave to his companions, they attained such high standard that regarding a companion, we know that he was always in search of something that I should comply on this instruction, that if the house owner says, owner of the house says that you go back, that I should go back. But there, all the companions, they were fully trained by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How was it possible that someone was not taking care of the requirements of hospitality, and he should turn away any guest from his house? So this desire of that companion, despite his desire, was not fulfilled. But this broad-heartedness that he had, and this desire that he had, that he should be acting upon each and every instruction, that is quite evident, and that used to be in the hearts of all the companions. So this broad-heartedness is there, which we have to create in our hearts. And we should also, the practical implementation of that, demonstration of that should also be in our life. And now in this atmosphere, when you are here for Jalsa, for the Jalsa, so there are so many examples of exchanging the greetings to the people whom you know. But the real Islamic atmosphere is, the quality of that is, that, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ has also mentioned this thing, that the person whom you know or you do not know, you say salam to all of them. By the grace of Allah, there are so many people, those who act upon this thing. And the new converts who has come from abroad, they are very much impressed by that. So it is said that whether you know that person or not, but you do exchange the greeting of salam with him. So try to popularize this practice of offering the greetings of salam, so that it should become a regular habit. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that to popularize and to make it more popular of greeting is one of the outstanding feature of Islam. And also try to understand the spirit of this practice of greeting. The salam is a message of peace. It is an expression of the love. So that love and brotherhood, that should be established. What a good thing it would be if today those people who are angry with one another, even those people from the depth of their heart, they forgive their brothers, and then they extend the greeting of peace and embrace those people. The believers, they become one, and they should become those people who are getting the benefits of their spiritual journey. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, his own personal example was like this, as being in the capacity of the guest. That gives us a lesson. This is something which a believer should always keep in his mind, and every guest who goes anywhere, he should always keep the same thing in his mind. The Prophet, every journey of him is always for the sake of Allah. As a matter of fact, each and every moment of him is spent in the discharge of the responsibilities of Allah, and also for the sake of Allah Almighty, each and every moment is spent. Hazrat, in the incidents of Sirat of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, I mentioned one which tells us the high standard of being the guest. Hazrat Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani has mentioned that in the occasion of Jang-e-Muqaddas, this Jang-e-Muqaddas, Huzur says, it was a very famous debate which was held between the Muslims and the Christians in Amritsar in 1893, and it continued for 15 days. In that, the representation of Islam was made by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and in very clear arguments and signs, he established the supremacy of Islam and the victory of Islam. This book is available there in Ruhani Khazain. So when he was staying there in Amritsar for this debate, and one day the organizers forgot to bring any food for the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and a large part of the night passed by, and after long waiting, then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam asked about the food, and those people who were responsible for making the arrangement, they were completely shaken. They said there was no food there, and it was not possible at night time to bring some food from the market. And when this situation was brought to the knowledge of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, then he said that, why are you getting so much worried, and why you are so much embarrassed? Just see, in those that cloth, the table cloth, there must be something, some pieces of bread might be there. So when it was seen, there was some pieces of bread were there, and he said that is good enough, and this is what he had on that night. So this was the example of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imam of this age. So we consider ourselves the member of his Jamaat, and we claim that. So this patience and this broad-heartedness and this forbearance, that is something which needs to be demonstrated during these 3 days. If the hospitality of someone, if there is some deficiency in that one, then they should ignore that. And no doubt you may remind the administration, but because as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that there is no need for the guest to be very formal. If they don't point out, then how can the administration rectify that in future? So Allah Almighty bless all the participants from the blessings of Jalsa Salana and enable them to get the blessings. In the end, once again, Huzur says, with reference to security, I want to remind everyone that this is not only the job of the people on duty, but every participant, every Ahmadi who is participating in Jalsa, it is their job that they should look after the safety and security of himself and all the participants in the Jalsa. They should have a look on the in the vicinity. And if there is anything, that should be reported to the administration. And similarly, the atmosphere of the Jalsa and for the cleanliness and in other matters, and the detailed instructions which are printed in the program of the Jalsa, read them and act upon them, and spend your time in prayer. Allah Almighty enable all of us to do so.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر